Amen.
Amen, saints. Good morning. Good morning. Truly, this morning we are so thankful. God has been good. He's been merciful. We've seen how he has blessed our country, this whole world, in the midst of all the agony and stress, and discomforts, and this coronavirus has created. Lord, we just so glad that we're still here in the name of the Lord. We're still alive. We're still among those that are living. This morning, we so glad to be able to share with you from the Word of God, coming from the 1 Samuel chapter 1. That is 1 Samuel chapter 1. And we're just going to read about three scriptures at first and share as the Lord move. Amen? Truly. Coming to verse 20, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. First of all, I want to give honor to God and to his son Jesus, to our pastor, Pastor Edna Hathaway Launch, Deacons Hathaway and Deacon Lawrence, all the members of Good Works Community Church. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity. Now, as we come from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, starting at verse 20, it reads as thus: Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. Just want to say that again. Because I have asked him of the Lord. And verse 21, it says, And the man Elkanah, her husband, and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, and that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. This morning's lesson, I was saying, I had a thought in my mind, couldn't seem to get away from. It just says, ask God for what you want. Ask God for what you want. We see in this scripture, there was a man named Elkanah, had two wives, one Peninnah and the other Hannah. The Bible says Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. And as they would go up yearly to the sacrifice, Peninnah began to trouble Hannah because Hannah didn't have children. And she tormented her because of her barrenness. And she was so saddened that she would weep, and she cried unto God, found herself crying and weeping unto God, and Eli, the priest, noticed her lips moving, but nothing coming out of Hannah's mouth. No voice was being made. So Hannah was petitioning God, crying to him, but she wasn't vocalizing. It wasn't loud. It was her lips moving, but no sound coming out. And I sensed by the Spirit of God, I realize now that we don't exactly have to always pray aloud. We can pray. God knows our heart, knows what's going on in our mind as we pray. He can read our mind. Unlike man, unable to do that. But God can read our mind. He knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts. So she found herself in such agony, such great desire to have a child, that she was truly miserable. And I wonder sometimes, thinking about us as humans, knowing how I feel at times when there's things that I want and seem like I've seen no gift from God at the present, have not received what I desire. The discomfort seemingly just lingers. And it seems worse at some time than others. But this lady at this time, when she went to make a vow to God and to offer the sacrifice, the thought about not having children hit her more strongly once again, to the point that she was so agonized that she cried as she desired God to answer her. Well, I sense that sometime in life, she's not the only one that has something that they desire of God. I believe, being a human, I believe everybody at some time and point found themselves desiring something that they didn't have, wished they had, but it just didn't have. But they desired to have it. And I say today, don't give up on God. Ask him for what you want. We know that he's able. We know that he can. And we pray that he will answer you and give you just what you want. Just don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stop asking. Keep on believing God. Keep praying. Keep asking. Keep waiting for your answer. Don't quit. Don't give up. So we find that as she constantly prayed and asked God, that Eli, seeing her mouth work moving and no sound coming out, it caused him to wonder. He began to think what was going on with this lady. Has she been drinking? Is she drunk? And it seems as if she's not the only one. People hear about our desires and they were quick to share with us what they think, but what people think don't always satisfy that desire. And she was not satisfied with what Eli thought she was doing. He approached her, wanting to know if she had been drinking. And she asked and said, "No, my lord, I'm a woman of a sour spirit. I have drink neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And, you know, I like what he said, and I like what he did. In the beginning, God spoke concerning creation of creating the world, and he didn't get out and do things. He simply spoke. He said, "Let there be light," and the light appeared. And then he went on speaking into existence everything until he got down to man. But then he scooped him out of the clay and made him self a man. And after giving him orders, we find that he ordered him to speak into existence the names of everything, that living thing that God himself had made. So this man found himself being obedient to God, speaking into existence the desire, that the request that Hannah had asked of God. He answered for her in the place of God. It seems as if God has given man authority to speak into existence. If there's a mountain in your way, he says, "Speak to the mountain," Jesus said, "and it shall be moved, cast into the sea." And we find that this man spoke to her problem and spoke into existence the desire, the request that she had asked God. He told her to go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thy petition that thou hast asked of him. I'm so glad that God has put in place a way, a plan, that it benefits man. When man has a need, he says, if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and let them pray a prayer of faith. God will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I sensed this morning, I'm sure there's desires even now that many of us are requesting of God, asking him to grant. We know that he's able to do anything but fail. And we know that he loves us. He made us, and he loves us, everyone. And I say today, to your no matter what your desire is, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Ask God. Hallelujah. Ask him for what you want. Ask God to grant to you your petition. We're not going to bore you long today. Knowing that enough has been said, if you ask God for what you want, believe him that he's going to deliver. Look for him to show up. Do like the man that had a son, two sons, and one had asked his father for his portion of the goods. And he took what his father gave him and went out and squandered it, wasted it. But the whole time he was gone, his father was yet going looking for his return. And he saw his son on the way back. He didn't give up. He went daily looking for his son to return. And when he saw him, even though he had wasted all the goods that he had given him, and had found himself even in a pig pen to eat with the pigs, but he happened to come to himself, thank God for the Holy Spirit moving on us to remind us what to do. And he came to himself and said, his father's servants have more than enough. He believed he'd go home. We know today God's got more than enough for us. The whole world is in his hand. He's able to do anything but fail. And he loves you more because you are his children, his beloved. And if your father, being earthly, able to give you good things, how much more would your heavenly father give you? Be encouraged and know that your father, God, your Jesus Christ, your Savior, sitting on the right hand of his Father, making intercession, praying for you, you should be encouraged and know that he'll answer by and by. He look at Job. He cried unto God, and the Lord gave him double for his trouble, even though he had not sinned. The enemy had attacked him. And after destroying all his goods and even his children, and his wife coming to tell him to curse God and die, and his three best friends coming, accusing him of having done some wrong, but knowing in himself they were wrong, he, being in agony, he found himself crying out to God, and God answered him double for his trouble. I wouldn't be surprised if some of you today won't get double for your trouble. I don't know what you've been going through, don't know what you're requesting and asking of God, but we pray that he'll give you double for whatever your request is. This is the word of God for the people of God. This morning, this word we believe has come from heaven. And now if there's one, and being that we hope that this will go on the air, if there's any outside of the ark of safety, that they are able to ask of God for salvation, we'll know that he's able. We know that he can. We know that he will, because he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. Ask God for what you want. He's able to grant it. If there's any designed prayer of any sort, we pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever the request is, whatever the desire is, whatever the situation is, we ask that you handle it for us right now. Heal and deliver. Forgive our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Save us to the utmost. Increase our faith. Strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Make us the children that you're looking for when you return. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen. And amen.
Amen, Reverend Gallup. To God be the glory. All we have to do is ask God.
Hey, praise him.
Praise him. Glorify his holy name. Now unto him who was able to keep us from falling, henceforth and forevermore, dominion, power, and glory. Claiming your victory on everything that has been said and everything that's going forth. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Go in peace. You have been served.
Amen.